Full Cast Audio presents Moongobble and Me, The Mischief Monster by Bruce Koval.
Chapter 1. Strange Visitor. Sometimes, when you get what you want, it's not as good as you thought it would be. Here's what I mean. I was really happy when my friend Moongobble became a full magician. For one thing, it meant Fozwad would stop coming up with mighty tasks that Moongobble had to do if he wanted to join the Society of Magicians. The problem was, life just wasn't as interesting without those mighty tasks. Oh, it was more interesting than it had been before Moongobble moved to Pigbone. But I had really liked going off on those adventures, even if they did get kind of scary sometimes. So I was feeling a little bored the morning Snelly came bursting into our lives. I was staying with Moongobble for a few days while Mother and Father went to Flitwick City to sell some of Father's carvings. I was outside, working in the garden. Fireball, the little dragon who is my friend, had perched on a nearby tree branch. Whenever I got too hot, Fireball would flutter down to fan my face with his wings. He had just flapped around my head a few times when he hissed,
"What's that?"
"What's what?" I asked. Then I heard it too, a tiny voice, sobbing and wailing.
"It's coming from over there," I whispered.
Fireball settled onto my